So Bezat Hashem, we'll try to do a tshuva in Shailot Tshuvot Chazon Uvadia, Siman Lamed. In your pages, it's on page Taf Kuf Ein Bet on the bottom. She'ela. The question is, Mahu Hanusach HaNachon beBirkat Achilat Matzah ubeBirkat Achilat Maror? Haim tzarich levarech le'echol matzah, v'chen le'echol maror, o al achilat matzah, v'chen al achilat maror? I picked this tshuva because this has to do with the sugya that we're learning in Gemara, and it'll give us an array of shitot harishonim in the Havana of this quite delicate sugya. It's for the dikduk connoisseur, but even for everyone else too. There's a lot to enjoy here. The question is, what's the correct nusach of the bracha? Is it al achilat matzah? Or also al achilat maro, as we do say. So let's put that out of the way for now. That's actually how we do it. We say asher kiddushanu v'mitzvotav etzivanu al achilat matzah, al achilat maro. Or is the nusach supposed to be asher kiddushanu v'mitzvotav etzivanu le'echol matzah, le'echol maro? This obviously traces back to the question, to the machloket between Rav Papi and Rav Papa in our sugya and Psachim Zayin Amud Aleph, going on to Zayin Amud Bet, in regards to the bracha of Bedikat Chametz, should we say Al Biur Chametz, as Rava says, as Rav Papa says in the name of Rava, or should we say Leva'er Chametz, as Rav Papi said in the name of Rava? So, in regards to Matzah Maror, we find a lot in the Poskim, and we begin with the Rosh on our sugya. The Rosh bipsakav lepsachim zayin amud bet. The Rosh in the back of our Gemara, katav. Now this is very important. Let's learn this Rosh carefully. He brings two opinions, and these two opinions have a nafkamina between them. Uma shechilku b'matbea habrachot, yesh mehem shetiknu otan belamed, la'asot, v'yesh mehen be'al, al asiyat ha-mitzvah. The Rosh wants to venture into understanding why do we find the difference in Nusach HaBracha. Sometimes Chazal coined the Bracha with the Lamed of La'asot, such as Leshev Basuka, right? Or Lehitatef Betzitzit, or Lehaniach Tefillin. But then sometimes we find Brachot that were instituted with Al asiyat mitzvah, like al netilat yadayim, al netilat lulav, al biur chametz, v'chen al ze aderech. Why sometimes like this and sometimes like that? So let's go along with the Rishonim for this ride. Rabbeinu Tam haya noten tam badavar. Rabbeinu Tam would give the following criterion, this the following reason. Shekol mitzvot hanasot miyad, shayach levarech alehem al. According to Rabbeinu Tam, the reasoning is like this. Any mitzvah that you are about to do immediately and it's done at once, that's what I think he means by the word miyad. A mitzvah that's done at once, then you can say al. Kegon, for example, al mikra megillah. You read the megillah and you have done the mitzvah. Al atvila. You dip in the waters, you immerse in the mikveh, you did the mitzvah. Al netilat yadayim, you washed your hands, you did the mitzvah. Al afrashat truma, you take off the truma, you did it. Al achilat matzah, you ate the matzah, gamarnu. Al achilat maror, v'chai yotze baze. Any mitzvah that you finish at once. However, aval mitzvot sheyesh bahem shihui, mevarech belamed. But a mitzvah that takes time, it stretches out. The mitzvah has a shihui. Shihui means there is a delay. There is a stretching out period of the mitzvah. Such as, for example, lehaniach tefillin. By tefillin, it's not just the putting on the tefillin, it's the wearing of the tefillin. Which means, according to Rabbeinu Tam, every moment that you are wearing the tefillin, you are doing the mitzvah. So this mitzvah is ongoing. Okay, so let's keep those words. According to Rabbeinu Tam, these are the different words. There are mitzvot that are at once. There are mitzvot that are ongoing. Ongoing mitzvot, such as tefillin, such as leitatef betzitzit, such as leshev basukah, these are ongoing mitzvot, v'kayotze baze. That's when you use the lamed. V'alashon more al kach. And the language has that connotation. Lihiyot me'utar b'tfilin. When you say lehaniach, when you say with the lamed, it means to be crowned with tfilin for a while. It's an ongoing mitzvah. Velihiyot atuf b'tzitzit. To be wrapped in the tzitzit. That's leitatef. Le'echol basukah u'letayel b'kol hayom. When you say leshev basukah, you're talking about an ongoing kiyuma mitzvah. You're not just sitting for a second and going. You're going to be staying there for a while. That's an ongoing mitzvah. V'chen lishmoa kol shofar. Now, Rabbeinu Tam says, what about shofar? By shofar, we say with the lamed. We say lishmoa. Where's the ongoingness of that mitzvah? He says shofar also. Mipnei sheyesh shihui v'afsaka benatkiot. You know, even after we hear the first 30 sounds, miyoshev, of the shofar, the mitzvah is still ongoing. You may have pressed the pause button, but you didn't press the stop button yet. She'ikar mitzvah shofar al seder abrachot b'tfilat musaf, because in actuality, the main kiyum of the tkiot b'shofar is the ones that we do by musaf. So therefore, it's an ongoing mitzvah. That's why we use lamed, says Rabbeinu Tam. So let's take this in for a few seconds here. Rabbeinu Tam, his criterion for differentiating between lamed, la'asot, or alasiyat, is if it's an ongoing mitzvah, then you say la'asot. If it's a mitzvah that is fulfilled at once, then you say al-asiyat. Okay? However, the Rosh brings a second shita in the Rishonim, the Riva, another one of the Baalei HaTosfot. The Riva haya mechalek ve'omer, the Riva would make a different chiluk. שמצווה שאפשר לעשותה על ידי שליח מברך בלשון על. A mitzvah that you can do through someone else, you can have a shaliach, a messenger, do for you, that's when you use the generic word of al, al asiyat, in regards to the doing of. That's when you don't have to do it. We saw Tosfot in Psachim Zayin say, touch upon this. Aval mitzvah shehu be'atzmo tzarich la'asota, tzarich levarech belamed. But a mitzvah that you have to actually do, you can't have a shaliach do for you, then you have to say with a lamed. So for example, let's take some of the examples that Rabbeinu Tam gave us before. Let's say, al mikra megillah. You don't have to read the megillah. You could have someone read it for you. That's why we say al. Well, you're going to get stuck with some of them. Al netilat yadayim, al atvila. So we'll get to all these. You know, there are a lot of bumps in the road in this sugya. But let's say, for example, lehaniach tefillin, leitatef betzitzit. I can't have someone wear tefillin for me. I have to do it myself. Therefore, I have to say lehaniach. Therefore, I have to say leitatef or leshev basukah. Someone else sitting in the sukkah doesn't help me. I have to do it myself. The Riva says, this is similar a little bit to the Svara of our Gemara in Psachim Zayin Amud Bet, in regards to Brit Mila. Remember the Gemara said, if you're going to say Lamul with a Lamed, Mashma de lo sagi de laviu mahil. Remember, the Gemara said, oh, then it's Mashma that you're the one who has to do the Mila. How could the Mohel say Lamul? He's not the one who has to do it. It's the father who has to do it. So that's why the Gemara said, he says, al hamila, hilkach mevarech al hamila. So the Riva's svara is mashma from the Gemara a little bit, that the difference between al and le is if you can do it with the shaliach or not. Ve'al mitzvat shofar, anu mevarchim lishmoa kol shofar. Now when it comes to shofar, we say lishmoa. Why? Because you have to hear the shofar. You can't send someone to shul on Rosh Hashanah and say, hey, do me a favor. I get nervous with the shofar. You listen to it. Come back give me a report, and I'm yotze. You're not yotze like that. You have to hear the shofar yourself. That's why we say, not al shmiat, we say lishmoa. Now, what about lulav? Remember, I told you there are some bumps here. We say al netilat lulav. Al netilat lulav, according to the Riva, sounds like someone can take the lulav for you, but that's not true. You have to shake the lulav. So why do we say al? We should say litol with the lamed. So the Riva or the Rosh answers for the Riva. Uma shemevarchim al netilat lulav. This that we say by lulav al. Lefi shepeamim rabot mevarech leachar sheyatzah bo. So by lulav, it's an exception. You know why? Because there is a unique situation when it comes to lulav. Many times you are saying the bracha after you were already yotze shekvar netalol. Right, we mentioned this. You're ready. Mide'ag behei nafak behei. Remember, the Gemara says, from the moment you lift it up, you're already essentially, basically, you're yotze. Hilkach lo shayach levarech litol lulav. Therefore, you cannot say litol de lehaba mashma, because everyone agrees that with the lamed, that's a future tense. Future tense. I already did the mitzvah, so we don't have a choice here. It's without choice. You have to say al. So that's one of the exceptions to that basic chiluk that the Riva gave. And that also answers for al netilat yadayim. Remember? Why should you say al netilat? According to the Riva, you should say litol, since I have to do it myself. I can't have a shaliach wash his hands for me. V'haynu nam itama de al netilat yadayim. You know why we say al netilat yadayim? Shemivarech achar netila. Because by netilat yadayim, as we're going to talk about in the upcoming lines in Zayin Amud Bet in the Gemara, when you're saying the bracha, you're saying it after you poured the water already on your hands. We don't say it before we poured the water, for reasons that the Gemara explains, right? The hands are dirty, they're not ra'u yet, so you can't say the bracha before. But bottom line, you are not saying the bracha before you begin the mitzvah. You're saying the bracha after you already started, at least, the mitzvah. That's why you have to say, al netilat yadayim. Now, what about lighting the candles of Chanukah? We say lehadlik ner Chanukah. Lehadlik, that means you have to light the Chanukah. I can't make a shaliach to light for me. I should be able to say al hadlakat nerot Chanukah. Uma shemivarchim lehadlik ner Chanukah afal pi sheefshar la'asot al yedei shaliach. Now the Riva is caught in a corner over here, right? What about the bracha of lehadlik ner Chanukah, even though I could do it through a shaliach? So he says, Mikol makom urcha de milta. However, the norm is, the normal way, the more common way, is shekol adam madlik be'atzmo beveto. Is that everyone likes to light for themselves. People are very hesitant to give it to someone else to light for them. Why? Mipenech avivut hanes. Yeah, like the Rambam famously says about the mitzvah of Nerot Chanukah, mitzvah chaviva hi ad me'od. There's a big chavivut, there's a special, unique cherishment that people feel towards the mitzvah of Hadlakat Nerot Chanukah. That's for sure. That's very true. And therefore, that's why we say lehadlik. Yes, basically you could make a shaliach. That's technically. But lemaase, people don't like to make a shaliach for Hadlakat Nerot Chanukah. They like to do it on their own. Therefore, hence the nusach lehadlik. V'chen ner shel Shabbat. And the same thing applies, the same reasoning applies to lehadlik ner shel Shabbat. Yes, you can make a shaliach, but the more common way, the more frequent way, is that people do it on their own. Ulefi tam ze, now the Rosh says, according to this reasoning of the Riva, mevarchim le'echol matzah ve'chen le'echol maro, at kan, till here are the words of the Rosh. Wow, the Rosh gave us a little curveball here at the end. He says, it comes out according to the Riva. This is actually the nafka mina between Rabbeinu Tam and the Riva. According to the Riva's reasoning, when it comes to matzah and maro, I have to say le'echol. Why? Because this is a mitzvah that I cannot do through a shaliach. Absolutely not. I have to eat it on my own. Therefore, according to the Riva, I have to say le'echol matzah. Whereas according to the reasoning of Rabbeinu Tam, remember, what was the chiluk Rabbeinu Tam told us? That it goes by, is it a mitzvah that you do at once, or is it an ongoing mitzvah? Achilat matzah, you do at once. It's not ongoing. You eat it. Yeah, it might take, like, let's say 3-4 minutes or maybe even less, to eat the kazayit. The truth is much less, especially in the old time matzot, the soft matzot. It should take no more than half a minute to finish the kazayit of eating matzah. So that's definitely a matzah that's at once, it's not ongoing. So according to that, you would have to say al achilat matzah, which is what we say, right? So the nafkamina between Rabbeinu Tam and Riva is by matzah and maror. According to Rabbeinu Tam, you say al achilat matzah, and according to the Riva, you would have to say le'echol matzah, le'echol maror. That's the words, atkan, are the words of the Rosh in Psachin Daf Zayin. That's already a wealth of knowledge we just gained. Two great Rishonim giving us two different svarot to be mechalek between the Nuscha'ot HaBracha. The Haran Sham Katav Kedivrei Riva. Rav Ovadia brings the Ran in the back of our Gemara, who writes like the Riva. He sides with the Riva, Vesiyem, and he ends off the Tanya Betosefta. He brings the Tosefta at the end of Psachim. Ezohi Birkat HaPesach. The Tosefta writes, what is the Bracha on the eating of Korban Pesach? The bracha is, Asher kideshanu b'mitzvotav etzivanu le'echol ha-Pesach. Ooh. So the Tosefta says le'echol. So that would follow that by eating matzah and maror, also you would have to say le'echol, like the Riva. Ezo ibirkata zevach. The Tosefta continues and says, what's the bracha on the zevach, which means on the bringing of the Korban of Shlamim, let's say? Asher kideshanu b'mitzvotav etzivanu le'echol hazeva. So the Ran says, here you have the Tosefta that sounds like the Riva, not like Rabbeinu Tam. V'hachinam yamrina b'psachim. Now the Ran wants to be mochiach this from the Gemara Psachim, also on Daf Kuf Tetvav Amud Aleph, regarding the mitzvah of eating maror. So let's learn this piece of Gemara right now. The Gemara says on Psachim Kuf Tetvav Amud Aleph, Pshita, Heicha de'ika she'ar yarkei. The Gemara says, it's pashut. In a case where you have different vegetables, you have a variety of vegetables with you, Mevarech mi'ikara bore pri adama ve'achil. The Gemara says, then the first tibul, that's by us in the Seder, that's karpas. By the first tibul, you would say bore pri adama and eat, as we do. We take a parsley or we each celery, whichever the minhag is, to take for karpas. It doesn't matter, as long as it's a vegetable that you say adama on. When I say it doesn't matter, I mean strictly halachically. But of course, the minhag is, you know, what you do, either parsley or celery. So the Gemara says, if you have other yirakot, so you would say bore pre adama on those. Ulechimati lechazeret, and when you come to the point where you eat maror, then you take out the chazeret, that's lettuce. Mevarech le'echol maro. The Gemara says you would have to say the bracha of the specific bracha, not bore pri adama, but the specific bracha of le'echol maro. But the Gemara says, heicha deleka she'ar yarki. But let's say you don't have a variety, you only have lettuce. You don't have a variety of vegetables. So by the tibul rishon, by karpas, you would have to eat lettuce also, right? My, so then the question is, what bracha do you say? Or do you say a bracha on the maror? So Amar Rav Huna says, Mevarech mi'ikara bore pre adama ve'achil. In the first tibul, you would say bore pre adama on the lettuce, dip it into the salt water and eat it. Ulevasof mevarech al achilat maror. When you come to the point of maror, then you say the separate bracha of maror. Mat kifla Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda asks on Rav Huna, wait a second. You already had that same lettuce before. You filled up your stomach with that lettuce before. You're going to say another bracha on the same item. Therefore, Rav Chizda argues with Rav Huna, and he says, "Meikara mevarech alav bore pri adama ve'le'echol maror ve'achil." In the beginning, already from tibul rishon, if we're talking about someone who only has lettuce, he doesn't have any other vegetable. So in the tibul rishon, you should say bore pre adama and le'echol maror, dip it in the salt water, and eat it. And then when you get to maror, you just eat it. You don't have to. You already were yotze with the bracha before, according to Rav Chizda. Atkan is the Gemara Psachim Kuf Tetvav. Now the Ran says, umide'amar bekulhu le'echol. Notice he says, in all the cases, the Gemara uses the word le'echol, ubid Rav Huna al achilat maro. But when it came to Rav Huna, when Rav Huna said that you say brepe adama in the first case, and then you say by the maro, al achilat maro, the Gemara said, shma mina. We see from here, the kolheicha de lo achile, velo tai mine klum, mevarech le'echol. Mashma, that in a case where you didn't have it before, you didn't have the lettuce before, you're only having it now, you would have to say le'echol. Only in the case like Rav Huna, where you already had it for karpas, because that was the only thing you had, so then you would say al achilat. But if it's new, you're eating the maro for the first time, you would say le'echol. Kishar kol ha-mitzvot she'i efshar li'paten mehem al yedei acher. The Ran says, similar to all other mitzvot, that you don't have the option of having someone else do it for you. Shemevarchim alehem over la'asiyatan belamed. That you say, you use the lamed, the le'echol, when you have to do it on your own. You can't do it through someone else. Aval edat Rav Huna, but according to Rav Huna, kevan shekvar achalu milek reso mimenu, since you already had it before, kemevarech le'achar ha-mitzvahu. So then it's like the exceptional case where you're saying a bracha after you already did it before, umevarech belashon al. So it's mashma like the riva, that normally you would say le, because it's a mitzvah that you have to do on your own, and you didn't do it before. So then you would have to say le. The only reason why Rav Huna says you say al achilat maror is because you already ate the maror before, in that special case that the Gemara is talking about. So then, by no choice, just like we said by al netilat yadayim and al netilat lulav, you would use the al. But normally, you would say le'echol. Umishum hachim evachim al netilat lulav, which is the reason why we say al netilat lulav, mishum dekevan de'agbehe nafakbe, kmo shekata b'gmara b'psachim zayin. At kan till here are the words of the Ran. So far we have the Ran, who's on the side of the Riva, that the Rosh brought down before. De'lo kerabenutam. Gam Rabbeinu Yona beseder Pesach shelo katav ite mevarche al achilat matzah ve'al achilat maror. Rabbeinu Yona also writes, some say al achilat matzah. However, bekulhu nuschei davkane, in all the nuschaot hameduyakot, in all meticulous, correct versions, ita begmara, it says in the Gemara, gaviman delet leshar yarkei, am Rav Chisda mevarech b'pri adama ve'le'echol maror. So you see that the nusach hameduyak is le'echol maror. V'tama de milta, Rabbeinu Yonah says the reason for that is, the kol mitzvah she'i efshar la al yedei shaliach, like the Riva said, any mitzvah that you cannot do through a shaliach, mevarech aleha la'asot. U'kedei aminan, go to page Taf Kuf Ayin Daled now. Make sure it's Taf Kuf Ayin Daled. Beginning with the words, kedei aminan psachim zayin amudbet. As we see from the Gemara, that since the Mohel is not the one who has to do the Brit Milah, so therefore he says Al, he doesn't say La. Ubirkata Pesach, Ubirkata Zevach, Shnuya Betosefta, as we saw before in the Tosefta that the Ran brought down, Asher Kedeshanu Bemitzvotav Etzivanu Le'echol HaPesach, Vechen Le'echol HaZevach. Ve'it nuschei degarsi b'gemara b'milte de Rav Huna. There are some that are gores in the words of Rav Huna. Mevarech mi'ikar abro pri adama ve'achil. Ulvasof mevarech al achilat maro ve'achil. Why does Rav Huna say there al achilat? Hainu tama mishum denafik be'mitchila. Like the Ran explained, since you already ate the maro in the beginning. K'damrina ne'inyan netilat ulav, as we say by netilat ulav, demide'ag be'inafak be. Umishum hachi mevarech al netilat ulav. ומכל מקום עובר לעשייתן, don't worry, it's still עובר לעשייתן, מקרי כיוון דבאי למי בד נינוע, since you're still going to do the נענועים, we'll talk about that at a different time. גם בלקוטות הרמב"ן, the same thing the Ramban says, לפרק כמה דפסחים, הביא הסוגיה דפסחים, he brought that whole גמרא of Rav Huna and Rav Chisda in regards to maror, וכתב, and he himself also writes, מדאמרינן בכול הוא לאכול maror, ובדרב הונה על אכילת maror, שמע מינה. We hear from that, that whenever you're eating maro for the first time, צריך לברך לאכול בלמד, כדרך כל המצוות שמברך עליהם עובר לעשייתן. It's only בדרב הונה, דמיירי שכבר מילא קרסו ממנו, רב הונה was talking where you already ate maro before, אף על פי שלא אכלו לשם maro, even though you didn't really eat it לשם maro, but כמברך לאחר המצווה הוא, הוא מברך על. It's like you already started the mitzvah and you say al. Umikana tadane matzah shemivarchim aleha le'echol, the Ramban says. From here we see that by matzah you should say le'echol. V'kach shnuya v'tosefta legabei birkat ha-pesach. So far, we're building up the case for the riva and for the and we're building up the case for saying le'echol maror and le'echol matzah, not like our minhag. But you have to stay tuned. But in addition to the Ramban, you have also the Talmud of the Ramban, Rabbi David Bunafid, bechidushav lepsachim, v'chen katav Maharam Chalewa v'perek arvei pesachim, the garsinan v'kulu le'echol u'bedravun ha'al. For the reason that we said, Mishum shekol bracha shiover la'asiyatani belamed, ve'achar asiyatai ve'al. Kmo shekatavti beperikama, u'birkat netilat ulav shi'i levasov, shekevan shekvar alulav yado, since the lulav is already in your hand, kedamina besukah shayu olchim lebet ha'kneset, ve'lulaviehem bidehem, lo yitzrichu le'anicha miyadam ve'lachzor ve'litlem. You don't have to put it down. So since you're already holding on to it from before, hilkach mevarech al netilat lulav. Now, v'harif shekatav al achilat maror, Gam b'divrei Rav Chisda, the Rif who has a nusach in the words of Rav Chisda of al achilat, lav davka hu. It's not meduyag, sh'arei b'matza katav le'echol matza, u'bevaday berkat matza u'maror shavim. V'harashba b'tshuvot ha'miuchasot katav gam ken, sh'avracha le'echol matza ve'le'echol maror. V'chen katav ha'ritva, v'chen katav ha'rashbats. Look at that. We have a whole list of rishonim over here. The Rashbats, the Ritva, the Ramban, Rabbeinu David, Maram Chalewa, the Riva and the Ran, at least seven Rishonim that all hold, you should say Le'echol Matzah and Le'echol Maror. In fact, look at an interesting point. We'll conclude with this. Let's finish just the paragraph here. The Rashbats in his Sefer Yavin Shmua, he says, Deledidan de'itlan she'ar yarki, we who do have other vegetables, Baruch Hashem, right? For Kalpas, we have other vegetables. So Mevarchinan Le'olam, Le'echol Maror. We should say by maror le'echol, v'chein le'echol matzah, ve'en nevarech b'lashon al achilat matzah ve'al achilat maror. Now listen to what he's about to say. He says, so where did it come out that some people say al achilat matzah, al achilat maror? You know what he says? V'toim baze b'nei adam. You know where the mistake came from? Lefi shebesidur ha'tfilot katub, because in the Haggadah it says, mevarech al achilat matzah ve'al achilat maror. So some people, he says, took it to mean that you should say the words al achilat matzah, al achilat maror. Ubeemet she'en ze nusach ha-bracha. He says that comment in the Haggadah does not mean to tell you the words of the bracha. Ela kavana she'tzarich levarech al achilatam. It's just telling you to be mevarech on the eating of matzah and on the eating of maror. It's not telling you the nusach. Dehainu ha-bracha reuya lahem, meaning to say the bracha which is for it. She'i belamed. Wow. So far, we're going to be in suspense right now because we say, al achilat matzah, al achilat maror. And yet we have here opinions, strong opinions of at least seven rishonim that say we should say, le'echol matzah, le'echol maror. So we're going to leave you in suspense and we'll continue b'zat Hashem next time with the words of the Rambam and the continuation of this beautiful teshuvah here.